Episode 2897, Believe You Can Achieve.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is a beautiful Christmas season. I cannot believe we are already 3 days away. This is it. This is a final countdown. So you better get ready. Believe you can achieve. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. When the extremely frigid weather beats down on your home, it's hard to believe you can achieve in your heart. Do more with less. Presence is the best gift under the tree. You know it. We're celebrating words of Christmas, and we've gone from grace to gratitude to kindness, and now today is faith. Through the hustle and bustle of the season, it's easy to become separated from the reason. Why do you do what you do? Why do you have decorations in your house? Why do you decorate a tree a certain way? Why do you put a number of gifts in a stocking? Why do you give people something within your neighborhood? Why do you spend time with the homeless, or you give of your time in your community to serve them? You know, as I look at Christmas, and it's such a beautiful season, and I think part of it is just the lights. And when you're dark and in the winter times, right? Anything bright, especially with snow, it just illuminates everything. And since I was a little girl, I absolutely have been enamored with Christmas. I could probably fault my parents for that, and my grandparents for that, and my great-grandparents for that, and most likely my great-great-grandparents for that. But really, what is the reason why you do what you do? You know, Christmas has been a little strained this year, not because of relationships. A lot of people say, you know, memories, relationships, it can kind of tear you apart, but merely for the fact of the lack of control in repairing our home. We've been dealing with water damage, and no one wants water damage in their home. I mean, it's horrible if it's outside your home, but inside your home, ugh. And because of supply chain and scheduling, here we sit with Christmas undone. That's a hard place for me to be. For this little girl who loves all the lights, all the magic, all the joy, the presence of what the real reason is of this season. You know, I see Christmas that way, but unfortunately, many people do the same in their everyday, right? Christmas undone. They deal with the undone to the point that it washes away hopes and dreams. It steals the heart and robs the cradle of love. Opportunities are lost because of what can't be seen. The drudgery of life becomes a walk that stalks your every day. This, my friend, though, is a new season. Even though you can't have everything you want under the tree, you can have everything in your heart. Believe you can achieve. Why do you think God sent his only son as a babe? I know most of us don't even think about that question. Why did he? He could have done so many other things. Could have done it differently, maybe with a different person, maybe not have chosen Mary, who would he have chosen? We don't understand why God does what he does, but we can definitely think about it. And in terms of thinking about it, it really gives us permission to go deeper. And when we go deeper, we can become unsettled with what's normal for us. And I love that. Christmas should be an unsettling moment. It should be a surprise for the unexpected. That's what God did. He didn't send his son as a babe because of cuteness and the snuggles. And I'm sure, yes, those were great for Mary and Joseph. But for you and me, the real reason is the gift of life, eternal life. What God gave you is life. You were created on purpose for a greater purpose, one that you may understand now, or maybe you're still wrestling with some questions about how. Instead of wallowing in hurt and heartbreaks, believe you can achieve not by your own doing, but by the gift of the season, a little babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger, so that you, my friend, can have eternal life. It's the greatest gift of all, the presence of God. And you can hold on to this because of your faith. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says this, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." My prayer for you, may your heart be healed from the hurt that binds your strength so your faith grows stronger. Nothing is impossible. God is with you in your everyday. Hold tight and don't go astray. Have faith beyond what's under the tree. God's presence is with you and me. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a very blessed Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.